Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is your host, Alexia Leachman, and I'm so pleased you're able to join me today. Now, I'm really thrilled to give some exciting news. Well, certainly for me anyway. I came back from my holiday yesterday to find that Head Trash has been featured in Psychology's magazine here in the UK. So if you're based in the UK and have a copy of Psychology's magazine, then you can read all about what we do, or at least the technique that we use, on in one of their features called the Work Less, Live More diet that's on page 60. So I'm really excited about this because obviously having work featured in a magazine such as Psychology's is just fantastic news. So just in case you haven't seen it, then do please go out and get a copy and let me know what you think. So back to today's show. Now today I want to talk about the law of attraction and the natural laws or the spiritual laws. And you know, one thing that you would have heard me talk a lot about over the last few shows is the law of opposites. And the law of opposites is one of the spiritual laws or the natural laws or the laws of the universe or whatever you want to call them. But these laws are laws that basically everything on planet Earth and in our universe adhere to. And we can't, you know, it's not a question of believing in it or not believing in it. It just is. And so whether you believe in them or not doesn't really matter. The fact is, the law of attraction, or the law that is really what it's called the law of vibration, is in play and does exist. However, there is a fatal flaw in the way that the law of attraction is being interpreted. And so I don't know about you, but I certainly hear a lot of stories from people where they say that they're doing the law of attraction, they've studied it, they've read the book, they've bought the book, The Secret, and it just isn't working for them. And the reason for that is because there's a fundamental flaw in the way that people are interpreting it and therefore using it. And so that's what I want to sort of unpick today, really, is to sort of help you to understand a little bit more about what's going on and really how the law of opposites can play and really influence your ability to make the law of attraction work for you. And while all this might sound a little bit new age and a little bit sort of love and light, it isn't, because this is real practical stuff. And you can use our technique, the head trash clearance technique, to start making the law of attraction work for you and get rid of anything that's stopping it from getting in your way. So to help me do this, what I want to do is I want to share with you a snippet of a conversation that I had with Chris Milbank, the founder of Reflective Repatterning, which uses the law of opposites as its core in terms of how it, the fundamental principle of the technique is really about the law of opposites, and to sort of ask him how he thinks, or his interpretation of why the law of attraction doesn't work and where the flaw is, and how you can use reflective repatterning and the law of opposites to turn that around for you and start making it work for you. Now, there's a very, very simple idea this at the core of this, which I'd like to sort of just share with you before you start hearing what Chris has got to say. And that is this: the law of vibration, or the law of attraction, states that like attracts like. And they all say, you know, within the law of attraction, The Secret, if you think a positive thought and you focus on what you want, then you will attract that into your life. And the main flaw in this approach is this: that you have not only thoughts that are going on in your mind, but you also have emotions. And the thing with emotions is they have a very, very different energetic quality. Like thoughts attract like, but emotions attract the opposite. And that's where the law of opposites come into play. So before I give too much away, let me hand over to the chat that I had with Chris Milbank and allow him to explain exactly what he means.
A thought attracts like. So whether your thought is good or bad, that's what it attracts. And pretty much that's what the law of attraction and the secret says. The difference between the laws of opposites, or where it goes a lot further and deeper, let's just say that. If you want to make the law of attraction or the secret actually really effective, rather than focusing on something little and just going, whoopee, I've got my orange. I knew I'd get an orange today because I've been thinking about it all day. If you really, really want to make it go deeper, then you also apply laws of opposites and thinking about emotional feelings. When we emotionally want something, we push it away. And that's why emotions are the opposites of thought. Thought attracts what we're thinking, good or bad. Emotions, if we emotionally want something, we push it away. If we emotionally don't want something, we attract it. And so there's a very clear distinction between emotions and thoughts. And this is how a lot of people don't get anywhere in their life, because they had a good thought about something. They're sending out a signal to their psychology, their field, their energy systems, the universe, their faith or God or whatever it is. That's what they want. But then they might also feel bad about having it, and so they have a bad thought about it. And so there's mixed thoughts. So first of all, in thoughts, they're sending out a thought they want it and a thought that they don't. Then emotionally, they may emotionally really need this to make them feel better or good, or justify achievements in their life or success or whatever their values are. And emotionally, if you really, really need it, like a needy emotion, then you are pushing it away. And if you really, really want something, if you've heard the earlier podcast, if you love something, then you automatically hate its opposite. And so, whatever the opposite of this thing is that you really, really need, that's the thing that you don't want. Maybe, if you're really wanting a lot of money, then obviously you don't want a lot of debt. Well, unfortunately, if emotionally you don't want debt because you've got a fear of it, you hate it, you've been there before, it's been traumatic in your life, it's ruined your life, it ended your marriage, whatever it was, or you couldn't afford the dog and the dog left. Then emotion, that's what you are attracting energetically. So many people get a mixed aerial. Now, the law of attraction, the secret, all those books, all those DVDs that people keep buying and buying and buying, hoping to become billionaires. Well, I don't know any billionaires of all the people that ever bought them. And so they go off and buy and buy and buy, and all they do is make the people who sell them, a lot richer, and that's their secret. So what they've got to do is to work on the emotional aspects as well as the thoughts. Now, the peculiar thing is, when you actually do this and apply this, you actually then get rid of the needs. People mistake needs for love. I need my partner. Well, actually, let's look at the needs. I love my partner. I love him. I love him. I love him. Or I love her. I love her. I love her. What is it about them? Maybe they got confidence. Maybe they got security. Maybe they got humor. Something that you haven't got, and you're in need of it. And it's this emotional need. And of course, once we clear our needs, then quite often we don't need all these things. And we just feel happier in our lives anyway. But if we have a reason, a good intention for it that would do us good or would do the business good, and it goes well with thought, remember, thought attracts what we're thinking. So then we can start really attracting what it wants, what we want. I have a wonderful life. I'm living out in the sun. I'm living out in an island. I work 3 3.5 days a week. I go travel with my work. I do all of these things. Years ago, I really wanted to be wealthy, but I needed to be wealthy. I needed the ego. I needed lots of houses. I needed posh cars. I needed this. I needed that. Now I don't need that. I got the happiness without all of that. I got the happiness in living the life. So if you want to do the RR laws of opposites, I would question people if they were still really chasing a billion. You know, a millionaire is kind of nothing these days to the wealth. You know, years ago, one talked about millionaires. I suppose these days it's billionaires or trillionaires or whatever. If you're really seeking all of that, you know, what voids, what emptiness have you got inside of you that you need to feed yourself with all of that money, all those practical things, all of this, all of that, just to be happy? I'd question that. Now, if there was a really good intention that you needed a billion or, you know, a trillion or whatever it was to set up a, you know, a foundation and, you know, hospitals around the world or something, I might even question that. You know, what is your need to help so many people? You know, maybe you've been needy yourself and therefore you think that everybody else is needy and it will fill your needs to help everybody else. But if you can cut through the emotional stuff and it's still there and there's a good intention behind it, then you'll be on the fast track to get it. It's as simple as that. But most people will, if they use this process properly, will clear their lives. They will, their goals will change dramatically anyway. Their needs won't be the same. They'll actually start feeling fulfilled without having to chase goals, more goals, and chasing success and achievement that their parents or schools taught them. Chasing qualifications for the sake of, you know, a slightly better paid job that will do something else so you can look good in your mum or dad's eye. But what really makes you happy inside? What makes you smile? What makes your heart sing? What really makes you happy without having the guilt and the pressure of everybody else's values on top of you? That's what I'm calling the, you know, the working with the laws of opposites.
Hello and welcome back. That was Chris Milbank explaining the law of attraction and how it works with the law of opposites and how by combining them two together, you can really start to enjoy the benefits of the law of attraction and actually get it working for you. So maybe a little bit of a recap might be useful, but essentially what Chris was saying is, you know, once you've identified what your goal is, what it is that you want, then you can have those positive thoughts and think about it and focus on it. And sure, that can help you to attract that into your life. But what you also need to be doing is being aware of the emotional need that is attached to that goal and therefore clearing any energetic imbalances that are around that need before you can really expect to see any kind of results by focusing on the positive thoughts. So it's very useful sometimes to try and work out what it is that is driving that goal. Why do you want that goal? What is it? What's that need that you're trying to fulfill within you? Is it recognition? Is it love? Is it success? Is it external validation of success? What is it that you want and why do you want those things? Is it because you just want to feel loved at the end of the day? That's what usually it all boils down to, is our feeling to be loved and accepted and a feeling of belonging. And so if you can clear the emotional need around that, then whatever it is that you're trying to achieve is more likely to come into your life because there isn't the need there anymore. And once you don't have the need, you're not actually repelling it. And, you know, because the law of opposites is so powerful, you know, you cannot dispute when you look at the ends of a magnet or the use of electrons and within, you know, within chemistry and physics, that's something that cannot be argued. And this is at play with our emotions as well. So it's a very, very powerful force that's going on that really, if you start sort of working with it, just imagine the kind of shifts and changes that you could be experiencing. So I hope that listening to Chris and has really helped you to understand that. And certainly my little recap has maybe solidified that for you. But if not, then please do get in touch with me. You can send me a tweet on Twitter at Alexia L, or certainly email me via the Head Trash website at hello@headtrash.co.uk. And I'd be happy to give even get in touch with Chris. And maybe we could put on another show in the future. If this is something that you'd like to hear more about, then just please let me know what questions that you might have. And I'd do what I can to try and help you to understand this a lot better, because ultimately, if we can have a lot more of what we want that is you know, at the end of the day, good for the world around us. You know, let's not just be selfish. Clear your need for selfishness as well while you're at it, you know, because it's not, you're not just the only one on the planet. We're here with a lot of other people, and there's a, it's getting pretty packed right now. So we need to make sure that what we do is going to work for as many of us as possible. So, but yes, if you have any questions, then do get in touch with me here at the Head Trash Show. But thank you so much again for joining me today. I hope it was useful, and I'd love for you to join me again next week on next week's show. Until then, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. So now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.